Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Yes. I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. The fact that she's got no filter, that she's coming on with us every day and thinks like there's zero wrong with what she's doing in this whole situation is really pretty scary.
What's almost mama cub syndrome? You know, like I think we've talked to parents who, whether you're a parent of a toddler or a parent of a teenager, if you know what is right for your child, then you will not be, your mind will not be changed.
And it seems to me like she doesn't have much of a life of her own. She's kind of like wrapped up in her kid's life.
Maybe that's it.
You know?
This is what she told us on Thursday, I think, going into the weekend.
I saw this other girl had posted something on his wall. I asked him about her and he did actually say that she was the girl he actually wanted to ask to prom, but he didn't think that she would say yes. I was right, really.
Right about what?
The self-esteem thing. He doesn't think that he is at the same level as the girl he really wants to ask, so he asked someone that was a safer bet.
Okay, so we got the scorecard here, right? He tells mom who he's going to prom with.
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, that's cool. Let me check out this girl on Facebook. So they go on Facebook together. Mom doesn't approve because this girl is, what'd she say, overweight, just doesn't seem
doesn't
to be
have
the
a
same.
Lot of friends
not
and is fat.
Friends. Yeah.
Social status not his.
Mm-hmm.
So he confesses to mom and says, there was somebody else I really wanted to ask, but I sort of thought she was out of my lane, so I went with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mom over the weekend told us that she was going to try to, you know, talk him into going with the hotter one, or his original thought.
Yeah, you know, we talked about how we're worried that what he'll end up doing is not having any date, because if he breaks up with this girl, then that's rude. And then this, I mean, if she's that hot and she's that popular, she's already got a date to prom. You know what I mean?
Could be right.
So Megan is back on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Do you hear what Jen was saying when we first picked you up, that maybe, you know, you don't have enough stuff going on in your own life, so you're sort of so invested in your sons that maybe that's why you're handling this thing the way you are?
I think I'm doing a pretty good job of handling this thing. I mean, I'm looking out for my son. I'm looking out for his best interests. I'm trying to ensure that his junior prom, which is going to be one of the most memorable nights of his youth, is the way it should be.
Were you the
it's
not
a little dramatic.
Yeah. Were you the not popular girl when you were in high school?
No, I was popular. Thank you.
But this isn't like some life decision. It's not like he's picking a college, you know? I mean, it's prom. It's junior prom.
It's not just about the girl he's taking to prom. It's about the way he sees himself. That's what, it's not that I particularly care about the girl, but what she represents to him and the pattern he starts setting up for his life now, which will carry into his adulthood, which is believing in himself and seeing himself for who he is and going after what he really wants.
Now, playing devil's advocate, which is a role I normally don't feel comfortable in.
That's true.
But
right.
let me just throw this out there. Like, in theory, if there is a girl that he really wanted to ask but felt that that girl was out of his league, so then went with a substandard choice, this other girl, in theory, isn't she teaching him to always strive for what you want?
Come on.
No.
I'm just saying.
He's already committed to somebody.
If this conversation took place before he asked Chunky, would it be...
Well, come on now.
Easy.
Yeah, now you're just being mean.
Just saying. If she called us before he asked the other girl.
But that it's irrelevant it's because he's already made a commitment. It's irrelevant.
But if she called us, would we encourage her to send him in the direction of the girl of his dreams?
No, I would.
Still be concerned about her, how involved she got in that.
Because you realize
I'd be concerned with her being a helicopter mom for sure.
We are now sucked into a movie that was filmed in the 90s and stars Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Here's the thing, your point is that this is more about how he sees himself. But what you're doing is you are setting him up for sort of a mental impression of him that he won't be able to change. Worst case scenario is if he goes to the junior prom with this girl and he has a miserable time, right? The memory he has of his junior year is he had a miserable time at prom, but he got it right his senior year. If he chooses to go the path you want, the memory that he has is he dumped this girl for another girl while she was really excited about going to the prom with him. That's what he's going to have to live with. Mm-hmm. That memory to me is way worse than having a crappy time.
Yeah.
If he ever remembers her. It's your junior year. You don't remember. You break hearts all the time.
And if you're worried about his reputation or, you know, the way other people at school see him is going to be damaged far worse if he dumps the prom date he already asked before going. That's not cool.
I'm not worried about the way other people are going to see him. I'm worried about himself.
That's why you want to see himself.
That's the most important thing to me.
And you think that if he sees himself as a guy that commits to one girl but then changes his mind and goes with another is a positive self-impression?
Listen, it's about the way, like, you know, for him to go with this other girl, the girl that it's his second choice or whatever, his backup choice, without even trying to go out with the girl of his dreams, like you said, then his vision of himself is going to be someone that just settles.
Look,
that just, like, without even trying for the other thing, someone that just...
But he's already asked her. It's already done.
And is the other girl moving to Australia or something right after?
Children? Have you ever even met a teenage boy?
Look,
I mean, him coming back on a commitment that he's made this far is not going to be a strong, carved in stone memory for the rest of his life.
I've got embryos in the freezer now.
Melissa's a mom now.
But my thing is, Molly Ringwald ended up with Jake. You know what? Jake thought he wanted the hottie blonde, but what he ended up in his heart, he was with Molly Ringwald. I mean, we brought up Eddie's movies.
Can you explain that to Wendy real quick?
No, I've seen that movie.
Everybody's seen that movie.
Here's Tammy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Good morning,
guys.
I did the same thing to my son. I actually picked the date and had, you know, oh, this is your best friend. You know, go out. Y'all look cute together. This is great. He said, no, Mom, I already picked my date. This is, you know, he said, so I'm not going with it. So I had to go back and apologize to the first young lady and tell her, he's not going to go out with you. He's, you know, he's already made his choice, and I'm so sorry. She had picked out a dress. They had went through the whole nine yards. I had picked out the suit to match the tie, everything.
Ooh.
And I had to go back to apologize to this young lady and actually took her out to dinner and told her I was so sorry. She didn't even go to prom.
Oh.
She didn't even go to prom that night because she felt so bad because he didn't take her. But I just felt so bad. I would never butt in my kid's life. Never. That's just something that you just don't do. Let them make their decisions and choices, and then let them live up to those things, not you. It's not her choice. It's his choice. And that's just the way it should be.
Thank you. Any of that make sense to you?
Well, that seems a little extreme. I mean, she talked to the girl herself. She asked him herself, and she picked out the suit, so it's not the same situation.
Will you feel bad?
I don't relate to that at all.
Will you feel bad if the first girl doesn't even go to prom at all?
Of course, I will feel bad. I don't think that'll be the case. I think that there's plenty of time before prom, and she'll.
How much time before prom?
You're talking
at this
about
point?
Weeks here.
Yeah, some weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Here is Dave. Good morning. You are on Q100. Hey, Dave.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
If she's controlling him to go to prom with some other girl, I mean, what else is she controlling him to do?
Yeah, this is just the beginning right here.
I mean, I have a mom just like that, and she drives me crazy.
and it doesn't end when you graduate high school or when you go to college and graduate college. I mean, it's like you're going to nitpick your son his whole life.
Jeff brought up a really good point. I can't believe that as a woman that was once a girl that was excited about going to prom, that you have no empathy for prom date number one here. How, like, you're just like, oh, she'll find, you know, I know she's excited now, but she's going to find another prom date. What if that was you back in the day?
Well, what if, you know, I don't know her. I don't know what's going on for her. I mean, who knows? Like, maybe my son might not be her first choice either. I mean, they don't even seem to really know each other. They just joke around a little bit. I mean,
and to answer your question,
it's not that I don't have any concern for her feelings. That's why, you know, I do really care how he lets her down easy. I want to make sure that it's not a traumatic situation for her. But I am my son's mother, and I look out for him, number one, above all else, even myself.
Mm-hmm. And to answer your question, Bert, it wouldn't have happened to her. She was popular back in high school.
Right.
It wouldn't
have happened to her. Of course.
It's crazy.
Actually, one person, it's taken us 3 days, agrees with what Megan is doing.
Awesome.
Is it Megan's best friend?
If Megan's best friend is Rick, then yes. Hey, Rick, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yeah, no, I think you're being a little hard on her here. I agree with her. What she's doing is just looking out for her son. Now, it's not saying that that she's going to hurt the girl or not. That, I understand what y'all are saying there, but all she's doing is nudging him in a direction and helping his self-esteem.
Her son made a decision. He asked a girl out and committed to her. Why can't he just go out with prom date number two on a regular date some other time?
I think he can do that. However, you know, if she was worried about his self-esteem to begin with, and she's just trying to pump him up to say, look, why settle for girl number two when you really could have had girl number one? And so he did exactly what he should have done to begin with. He had girl number one.
But he didn't do it to begin with, so isn't it like a life lesson now? Well, you've got to see this through, but next time for your senior prom, right?
Well, no, I think what needs to happen here is he does need to be honest with the first girl that he asked and say, hey, look, I did want to go to the prom with you, but I really didn't feel like this other girl would go, but I did ask her.
Dude, you can't do that to a girl.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can't take both of them.
You're going to go with girl number one.
You can't tell the girl, I asked you, but I really wanted to ask this other girl, and then I did ask the other girl, and she said yes, and now I don't really want to take you anymore.
Didn't that sort of happen to you?
No.
Didn't you tell us a story one time?
Oh, Jeff. Come on now.
About holding out for a girl, but she ended up going with somebody else?
I didn't hold out for her. She just told me she would go with me if Wayne Sterling didn't ask her.
That's it.
That's right, Wayne Sterling. Did Wayne Sterling ask her?
Wayne Sterling was my high school Dwight Schrute.
What's that, like your nemesis?
The guy in the office who's just like always around and annoying people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was Wayne Sterling. I got a second to him, man.
Did Wayne ever, did he get the
date? Yeah, he went with her.
He did. But she said you were the backup date?
She said, yeah, that was her answer to me. Will you go to prom with me? Well, Wayne and I think Wayne's going to ask me. So if Wayne, God, I hear that name and I want to back over Wayne's with my car. Wayne.
Megan, we're going to go, but.
How come you don't remember your own wife's middle name, but you remember crap like that, stories that I told?
This right here is about money. This right here brings home the bacon. Hey, Megan, we're going to talk to you in a couple of weeks, if you don't mind, to find out how this all played out.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, let's go back to the original call with Barbara. We had dude on with us one day, and he saw Barbara on, he didn't even know who she was. He knew that she was an AirTran flight attendant. They were on a hotel shuttle together, and he was looking for her, didn't know who she was, but it took us like 3 days, but we actually tracked this girl down, and it was Barbara. And the original time we had her on, she immediately mentioned, look, hey, dude, I'm really flattered that you're interested in me, but I'm sort of interested in somebody else.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
However, I have feelings for this guy that I really do care about, but he's currently serving in Iraq, but he's coming home in March, so I don't know how it's going to play out.
Okay, so that was the very first time. So now we got a sort of a sub-storyline starting here with, we want to sort of follow her and find out how it pans out with the military guy. She calls back a couple days later.
The only detail that you missed was that we haven't seen each other in 6 years.
That's right.
You and the military guy have not seen each other in 6 years.
That's right. He will be home in 1 week.
In one week. Okay.
So excited.
I am very excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. And I've been playing out the moment of when we actually first see each other at the gate over and over my head. So it probably won't go that way. I'll probably fall down or something.
I mean, think of the anticipation. For 6 years, you guys have been talking with each other now. And you're finally going to see each other face to face. So this was the last time we had Barbara on, because now it was getting close. He was here, and she was in Chicago.
The Army decided to put him on a different flight, and he is in Atlanta as of yesterday morning.
Okay, so you haven't seen him yet.
No, I'm stuck in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Is he going to be meeting you at the airport tonight?
He is. He's going to be at the top of the escalator by baggage claim where everybody else meets. So I'm going to make my way up there once I rush everyone off the plane.
Okay, now at first it sounds like a cool romantic story. Like if this was Hollywood, everything gets tied up in a nice little bow.
Right.
Their eyes meet for the first time. He picks her out instantly. She picks him out instantly.
Some romantic music plays.
Right.
Slow-mo running to each other, arms out, hug, embrace.
When they kiss, it's the most perfect kiss ever.
It's an immediate connection there, and they spend this fantastic emotional weekend with each other.
But he also has to pick her up at the airport and spin her around and around. Like when they first embrace.
Right.
That always has to happen.
Sure.
Somebody has to pick somebody up.
There's the camera angle from the ceiling that you're watching in on,
And she looks
and
up and like, thank God he's here.
Her hair looks perfect, and even when she has, like, a tear in her eye, her makeup's still perfect.
It could be a great story.
Yes.
But what's the reality of the whole thing? Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I can't tell.
Based on that good morning, was it a good weekend or not?
Yes. I think it was a really good weekend. She hasn't slept much.
Good weekend.
I think it's a good weekend. Waking up from sleeping, the recovery of not sleeping over the weekend.
I'm with you. I think it was a great weekend. Barbara, was it a great weekend?
It was a fabulous weekend.
Yes!
All right, first thing you got to do is take us through the first moment that you see him.
It's really funny because he didn't see me at first. I rushed everybody off the flight and I went down to the train, and I thought I was in the first train. You know, so I could get off the train first and go up the escalator and be the first one up there. But I ended up doing the complete opposite, and I was in the last train.
Oh, bummer. No.
I've done that before also.
So it was building up, and I was definitely shaking. And I had my one of my other flight attendant friends with me to kind of capture the moment. And
the last half hour of that flight, you didn't do a damn thing, did you? You were in the bathroom, and you were making yourself all pretty.
When we got closer to landing, I was doing a little happy dance. But I was definitely nervous. I mean, as soon as we touched down, I just kept shrieking, like, this is it, this is it. You know, it's so close. And, as I was going up the escalator, I tried to jump up and down, but, I mean, I couldn't see anything. And then I get to the top, and I'm panning across all these people, and I didn't see him at first. And then at the last second, I spot him, but he didn't see me. So I actually had to yell out his name. And then he looked over at me, and I just ran up to him. Apparently, my luggage went everywhere. It just fell to the ground. And I just put my arms around him, and he did pick me up.
Of course.
Spin and everything.
Yes, you have to do that. You have to.
Standard.
Yeah. And, I mean, I cried. I couldn't help but cry. And he did have flowers. So.
Good boy.
Was he in uniform? Could you even see him in his camouflage stuff?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in uniform because he got a chance to, you know, get a hotel since he was in Atlanta for so long. He managed to go, you know, get some regular clothing and stuff.
Did he look the same as it was 6 years ago?
He looks a lot better now.
Really?
Nice. 6 years ago.
Is he all is he all military buffed out now and stuff like that?
Military buffed out, yes.
Go get your man.
That's awesome. Go get your man.
Have you checked everywhere?
Do what?
Have you checked everywhere to make sure he's buffed out everywhere?
Have I checked everywhere?
What's the matter with you?
Jeff. Oh my God.
You don't have to answer that.
I can't believe you.
You're so shocking.
I know.
So now you guys have been chatting with each other for 6 years. You just haven't seen each other, right?
Correct.
So emotionally, you guys were pretty tied to each other. It was just the physical part. You haven't actually seen him.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm assuming this weekend changed nothing. If you think he's that hot now, you spent the entire weekend. I mean, so now are you guys
reconnecting?
You're reconnected now, right?
We did. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's been pretty PG, but
no, it hasn't.
He's definitely something. But he did ask me on the first night officially to be his girlfriend.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, how does a military guy do that? Is it like a little thing that you got to sign, like, will you go with me, yes, no, maybe? Or does he say, like, I only...
Check this box.
He's like, I'd like to increase your rank.
He just asked me in a very sweet way, that's all.
That's so cute. That's You're cute. So in love. It's so cute.
So you guys are now exclusive.
Yes, we are. And, yeah, and she got it right.
You're in love?
You think you're in love with this guy?
Oh, I am.
Madly. Really? Oh, you can hear it in her voice. Absolutely.
Have you told him yet?
Yeah, he knows. I told him, actually, the other night.
Oh, damn. Did you say it first?
I did say it first.
And did he say it back?
Yeah.
OMG.
Listen to how quiet she's like, yeah.
That's
cute.
Was there anything, I'm trying to figure out if this was the I love you before physical or after physical?
Dude,
it means a lot. It means a lot.
He said it.
The timing of the I love you means a lot.
She already said it was pretty PG.
It was pretty PG, but I mean, as far as.
No, it wasn't.
I mean.
Why are you lying to us?
Okay, it was before.
It was before. Okay.
Yeah, she's answering your question because she's avoiding mine. What are you talking about, PG?
Compared to all that stuff that Jesse James has been doing the last month, right. Which is PG.
None of the Jesse James stuff.
All right, so this has gone great. So now, has he taken off?
No, he's here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
can we talk to him?
You want to roll over and tell him to get on the phone with us?
He is right here if you would like to talk to
sure.
him.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Oh, my God. I can't believe
if he's still in town, he is next to her.
Such a skank. Knew it the minute we talked to her.
Stop it.
He's got that boy
in
her room.
She is in love.
He's going to come over here. He's going to kill you with two fingers.
She's in love and she's supporting our troops.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mitchell. How you doing?
How are you, Mitchell?
I'm pretty good.
Welcome back, dude.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Man. Having a pretty good weekend, huh?
I'm having an awesome weekend.
What do you think of the new program we've implemented to thank each troop personally?
I appreciate it. You got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of guys out there.
Well, Barbara's taking on 15 of her own, so.
Yeah, you're just number 14. So everything went this weekend the same way you wanted it to go?
Pretty much, yeah. I couldn't have imagined it a better way, honestly.
That's fantastic, man. So congratulations, cool. Dude.
How long do you get to stay home before you have to head back?
Till the 9th.
Till the 9th.
All right. Well, that's good. You guys have got an extra week or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Cool. Okay. Well, congratulations, dude. This has been a nice story for us to follow. Usually they end up terribly, so we probably never want to hear from you guys ever again.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. It was also really amusing to watch her react to all this, and it was hilarious, actually, because she, like, turned beet red. Doesn't know how to react at all.
Well, definitely let us know, you know, when you propose and when y'all get married and when you have babies and all that stuff.
Susan Barber's like, oh my God, Jen, shut up.
Follow the whole story.
Oh my God.
Jen, you're so embarrassing. Oh my God, I hope he does.
When you go back to Iraq, how long do you have to go back for?
I actually only got like 2 months left on this deployment, so it's not that bad.
And then when you come back, you're here in Atlanta?
No, I'm stationed in Washington. I got 6 months there. Incidentally, I got orders to be down in South Carolina, about 2 hours away from here. Actually. Nice.
It seems to me like when you're in a military relationship, like you have to accelerate things. Like you have to really think about, okay, what's going to happen in a couple of months when he's back and he's not stationed in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. Conversations you normally wouldn't have this quickly in a new relationship, right. You sort of have to, because he may be in Washington or he may be in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Just a point.
Well, I'll be there for the next 3 years, actually.
In South Carolina?
Yeah, it's weird, because I just found that out, honestly.
Okay. See, things are meant to be, man. It's 2 hours up the road. Yeah, this is Barbara. She's like, I love South Carolina. That's my favorite state. I was thinking of my favorite states, and South Carolina was it, right behind Washington, until you got to play South Carolina.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot for letting us follow along with you guys, and good luck. We definitely want to follow you over the next couple of months.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, Barbara, right, thanks a lot for letting us follow along with y'all, okay?
Thank you.
And keep an eye on them, because as a rule, South Carolina girls are easy.
Oh, God.
This is a sweet story.
It's a strong man, dude. Strong man.
Look, this is straight out of a Nicholas Sparks book.
Seriously, right?
So cute.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend. Or week, I should say.
Bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Whitney back on here. We're moving forward today, people.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Off the chain.
Super.
Hey, Whitney.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Whitney, when we initially talked to you about this 3 weeks ago, I had no idea that this thing would take on the life form that it has taken on.
Agreed.
I really thought I'd be done after like a couple of days.
I
had no clue.
Are you totally sick of us?
No, I love you guys.
Are you more curious now?
She's over us.
Yeah, no, she can tell us. If you want us to stop, we'll stop. But now sort of we're curious about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to really find out.
So does everybody else in town.
I know, right?
I mean,
right.
Everybody I talk to is like, whatever happened to that townhouse guy? Who is that dude?
I know.
Is he still coming around? Because I got an email yesterday from a virtual listener that says that the joke is on us. Like, this guy is a listener. He knows exactly what he's doing. And she thinks he's just playing us.
No.
No, he's still doing it. Like, I've been out of town all weekend, but... I mean, all last week and the weeks I've been talking to you, still every day at the same time. So
same time.
It's not
same
a joke.
Car.
It's really.
It's not a joke.
And it's the same routine every single day. Now, he's still going behind the townhouse, and he goes into one of the townhomes for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Same routine.
Wow. Bizarre.
Okay. So the last we talked to you, we told you that we were going to send Frankie from Q100 down there. And he was going to set up a motion detecting camera. This sounds so ridiculous. And he was going to snap pictures, I think, of the inside of that townhouse that this person keeps walking into every single day. Just set it up outside so when the dude walks in, we'd at least have a shot of what he looks like.
But even more bizarre is that camera is in a birdhouse.
Right.
Yes. Random.
It's our birdhouse surveillance camera.
So that was last week.
It's stealthy, too. It's a cute birdhouse.
Can a bird really
move? It is cute. I actually saw it.
So. Is there a hole in there for a bird to really move in?
Not for a bird, but you can put bird seed in it. There was room for that.
So it's a bird feeder.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So it's just sort of teasing the bird, like it's big enough to put food in, but not big enough for the bird to go in.
Yeah,
that sucks.
The camera's actually in the hole of the birdhouse, so where the bird would normally go is where the camera was.
Bird, this is not about the birds.
You're getting pictures of the bird flipping you off, man.
This is about getting answers.
The bird.
Right. All right, so Frankie.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing. All right, I got a couple updates with this. This is you guys are gonna love this.
All right, bring it on, man.
All right. So I put the birdhouse up, and I went and looked at the footage, and it shows the only thing I got. It shows one cat, you know, jumping across the camera one during the day, but
it shows
the garage door of the last house in question open up. Dog comes running out, and there's a car in the garage. And now a car never pulled up, so the car's obviously been in there. And 5 minutes later, the dog comes walking back in, the garage door closes, and no guy.
So there's a. And what time of day did the garage door open and close?
This was about 1:30
in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, and it picked nothing up at 9:30 or when the guy shows up for that day. So
are we 100% sure that that's the house he's going to?
I'm positive. I'm positive that's the house in question. Now, the reason why I say that is because I went there personally because, you know, this is kind of frustrating to me. I went there and I put the birdhouse up. Again, I put the card back in the birdhouse and I saw the guy pull up and I walked around the side, waited for him. And when he walked around, he stopped. And he flipped out when he saw the birdhouse for some reason and just stopped in his tracks and started looking around. And he turned and he saw me, and I'm pretending I'm on my phone at this time, talking to the real estate agent about the house and pretending that I'm waiting for her to come. So, you know, I'm talking kind of loud so he can hear me. So he thought nothing of it, and the guy does not go into the house.
Okay. So what does he do?
He walks back into the woods.
He walks into the woods.
He walks into the back of the woods. Now, before he showed up that day, I went just to see if anything was back there, and I walked back the trail in the woods behind the houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It leads to a fence with a hole underneath it for maybe a cat to get through, and that's it. It does not lead anywhere else.
Okay.
So the dude did not go in the house because he saw you in the birdhouse, so he went into the woods.
Right. No, he does not go into the house. The real estate agent was not lying. She does own the house, and he does not go anywhere near the house or in the house.
Okay, so
he goes
every day.
Into the woods.
He didn't go into the woods because he saw you. You think his routine every day is to go behind the townhouses and then walk into the woods and not go into a house?
Yeah, he does not go into a house.
So the woods is his destination. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he goes into the woods. Now, I walked the trail, and it leads to nowhere.
Did you notice all the plants along the trail?
Yeah, right.
Any pointed plants?
No, yeah, no. I looked. Trust me, I looked. But anyway, it's all ivy, and it's a little trail about 3 inches wide that you can walk through, and it leads to the back of the fence, and then nowhere else.
And there's just a little hole in the bottom of the fence that only like an animal as small as a small dog or a cat or a squirrel could get underneath.
Yeah, that's it.
Or an item can be passed through.
Or an item. So I'm more confused now and curious than ever.
I think
I'm just going to come straight out and ask him.
You're going to have to. No, I would go. I would dress like a woodland sprite, like just wear like a toga-esque thing made of ivy. And I think you should just dance and frolic in the woods like you belong there, and just observe him.
Here's what he'd be doing back there.
There were two different levels to this. You lost me sort of in the beginning when you said. The photo from the birdhouse showed a dog coming out of the garage, but you didn't see any person open the garage?
Nope. No person at all. And it has a clear view of the house.
Well,
and the
it
garage.
Sounds like somebody lives there. That, you know,
well, the real estate agent apparently still owns the house.
And but, there's a dog okay. living in the house, and maybe they just hit the garage remotely from upstairs or
yeah,
something, so the dog can
out.
Let itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the real estate agent probably just parked out in front of the house, walked up, went through the front of the house, came down, opened up the garage, let the dog out, and then when the dog came back in, that was it.
Well, a dog's not gonna live in an empty home. I mean, like somebody's
well,
taking care of
that dog.
Well,
the house is not empty. The garage had a car in it, and there was stuff
yeah,
in it, like it's been lived in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. So we don't care about the house anymore. We care
no.
about the dude going in the woods. Okay, the right. house is irrelevant
okay,
now.
So the dude goes into the woods to do what for 5 minutes?
Well, now you got to move the birdhouse into the woods.
Well, you can't because then he's going to know something's up. So you have
right.
to. Find
he already saw the birdhouse.
You have to find a different type of camera. Like you have to get a non. You
like
have
a
to
rock
get,
camera.
Yeah.
Can you hide, Frankie? Can you hide out in the woods? Is there anywhere to hide oh back there?
Totally.
I listen to
see,
totally.
You could hide in the woods and wait for him and see what he does.
Well, he's coming in 20 minutes, right?
What if he's getting rid of evidence from a crime, little by
well,
little?
That's what I was thinking, because I looked around,
yeah.
and the only
months.
Thing I saw was almost a kind of New Balance shoe just hanging out.
What?
Say that one more time.
Wait, what?
A shoe.
A New Balance sneaker, just one. And it was kind of new. It's not old and not weathered yet.
So you're
just,
looking for a one-legged man.
Yeah,
you're
or,
looking...
or somebody buried.
Wait, I'm starting to get lost here. So you saw him take a New Balance shoe back into the woods and didn't?
No, no, no.
He
this
just
was
found
before
it.
Oh. He didn't have anything in his hands, nothing in his pockets. So the whole feral cat thing is out the window.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I went back there before he showed up, just to you know see what was going on back there, all that was back there was just a New Balance shoe yep. that wasn't weathered yet. It was kind of new, and that's
because
it.
That's where the one-legged man threw it. Because you can only buy shoes in pairs.
Anyway,
so he bought a shoe for his one foot.
Could be the dog taking it back there. So
right.
So he's coming in 20 minutes or so. So do you plan on hiding in the woods this morning?
No, there's no way I'd be able to make it out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's get some theories here. Here's Karen. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Weird.
Hey, Burt Show. Love y'all.
What's up, Karen?
Thanks.
You got a theory?
I thought that someone had said he lives behind the townhouses. I'm wondering if he's spying on his wife.
He's what?
Spying on his
wife
oh,
from
dude,
behind
that's
the fence.
Good. That's really good. For 5 minutes? That's
spying.
But
I don't know.
Maybe he could be spying on somebody.
He can peek through the ivy, maybe, and see if somebody's coming over.
Frankie, what's on the other side of the fence?
Wow.
Houses.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is there another townhouse that is directly in front of where that hole is in the fence?
No, it's the back of a house.
Back of a house.
Dude, I think they're passing stuff. It's too much of a coincidence that the hole is at the end of the path.
No way.
No. He's
really?
Passing something under the fence.
What if an animal
cannot wait to find out.
I think an animal
about.
May have dug it, but I think the fact that his path
no
ends
way.
At where the hole is means that there's something being transacted through that hole.
There has
I
to be some
know.
Kind of intent for him to go back there uh-huh. every single day
well,
at the
same
time.
The guy
time.
Is really smart because he noticed the birdhouse and he knew something was up with the birdhouse, so... The whole spying on his wife thing to see maybe if somebody's coming to the house—that's not a bad. That's not a bad theory.
Here's Renee. Good morning. You're on Q100.
This is so bizarre.
I think this is so funny.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, hon. Somebody needs to go out there and hide in the woods and see what dude's doing. I got a taser and a couple of chihuahuas. I will walk my dog back there, or I'll go hide alone. But we need to know what he's doing. He's not going to tell us.
I don't know
this
which one I'm more scared
funny.
Of. I don't know if I'm more scared of the taser or the chihuahuas.
I have an idea. I have an idea that'll work on my theory. What if you just push some dirt into the hole? Like, fill it in a little bit.
You don't want to scare them off, though, to
but
where...
But an animal could have passed... If it was an animal route, they'd, you know... You wouldn't know that he's the one that moved the dirt.
No,
Whitney, do
I'm
you have any...
No.
Whitney, you have any theories about the townhomes on the other side of the fence?
No. I was kind of thinking, now I'm thinking, what if he's, like, going to pick something up that, like, did you see him get anything through the hole and take it with him? Because
no.
maybe it's, like, a drop-off from the other side. Like,
yes.
maybe someone in the other home is...
But every single
leaving
day,
something
morning?
For him to take
yes.
every day.
That's my theory.
I just...
I think
it's going to end up being so simple but odd.
How can, at this point, it can't be simple.
But every morning, like mm-hmm. clockwork for 5 minutes.
Yes.
For how long has this been going on?
I've noticed at least 4 months.
Four months. Every day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Here's Roseanne. Good morning, Roseanne. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hi. Love you guys.
Good morning.
I just had a theory about the peeping Tom, the guy. I think he's a peeping Tom. And maybe he's going back there to relieve himself.
Oh.
Please don't.
So that would make him a peeing Tom.
I don't think that's the kind of relief she's talking about.
Oh. But could he, Frankie, could he see into the house from the fence?
Yeah.
Inside a window? It's that close?
Yeah. Well, it's close enough, yeah.
It's close enough so he could look at somebody changing clothes or something in there?
Yeah, but 5 minutes.
Ew.
Come on.
Well, how? I'm still fascinated how somebody can change clothes in the same window every morning for five minutes at the same time.
I mean, if it is a bedroom window, everybody does have
a routine of when they get out of the shower, get ready for work.
It wouldn't be 5 minutes exactly.
It could be. I'm not. When I get ready for work in the morning, I'm not without clothes for more than 5 minutes.
Right, but you're not in front of the same exact window at the same time every single day.
Sure.
Sure you are.
No, sometimes you sleep 5 minutes later, 5 minutes. I just think it's too small of a window.
Well, I'm sure he's not seeing the same thing every day, but I mean, it's consistent enough if he is a peeping Tom, where he's seen it more than once.
Right. Well,
hey, Robin.
It's the back of the house.
It's the back of the house. Hey, Robin.
Not a townhouse.
Hey, love you guys.
Hey.
I have a question. What happened with the leather jacket thing? I thought he was taking his jacket off and leaving it. Is he leaving it in the woods?
Frankie, is he taking it?
I've never seen any leather jacket.
No leather jacket. Huh.
No, lately he hasn't had it, so I don't know.
It's getting warmer.
I think he gave it to the one-legged man.
Brandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I was just thinking maybe he was hiding the fact that he smoked, and because he doesn't want his wife to know. So 5 minutes, I smoke, so 5 minutes. There's a cigarette, and then it comes back.
Maybe it's not a cigarette.
Or maybe it's not.
Maybe he gets to get to work at 10 o'clock, and that's 15 minutes from his work, and he pops into the woods for 5 minutes. He hangs out there. But he still shows up in the rain, right?
Yes.
That's dedication right
there.
Weird.
Man, I can't
think of anything.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was saying, I'm getting concerned, because that sounds like some type of drug transaction.
It does.
You need to be careful.
It does. Hey, Frankie, this guy you're saying is like his late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in any kind of danger?
No.
Not at all? You take
I'm a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he seems like a nice guy, but he was really, like, when he saw the birdhouse, I wish you guys could see it. He was so thrown off by it and said, like, he was almost dancing like Elvis when he saw it. He didn't know what to do.
You know, some of these cameras that, is it BigDaddySpy.com that's been helping us out with this?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these cameras are so teeny. They're like half the size of your fingernail.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're that teeny. Like, I could wear it in my shirt as a button on my shirt.
Whoa.
So I'm wondering if there's some way that he can put that camera on the other side of the fence.
But you don't want it on the other side of the fence. You want it on this side.
You'd be peeking through, though, pointing, like a hole or something.
Pointing
at that path.
I almost think at this point, I think we have enough to involve police.
Oh, no. No.
Seriously.
I think so, too.
Like, I don't want Frankie, number one.
It's not his property.
Whitney would have to call.
So it could be on the basis of trespassing.
We don't know it's not his property. Just, you know.
But I think at this point there's enough strangeness going on, and the last thing we want is Frankie to get hurt.
Watch one of the neighbors call the cops on Frankie.
Oh, Frankie. This weird dude is putting up a birdhouse.
No.
He's walking around.
Guys, I wasn't going to tell you this, but now that you bring that up, when I went to go put the birdhouse up the night, I did get pulled over and I did get searched for being in the neighborhood.
Really?
Somebody apparently called the police on me and was wondering what I was doing back there.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you tell the cops, you're like, so I'm working for Q100 and the bird
show? No, I just said I was putting up a birdhouse for a friend, and I know it's late, but I just got off work. I didn't say anything about the radio.
See, the difference with this guy coming is that most of the residents are probably at work.
They're gone.
They're gone, and so they're not going to see him wandering around.
Except
for Whitney.
Here is Joe. Good morning, Joe. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I was just wondering, why don't y'all have a deer camera strapped to a tree out there? I mean,
well, that might be the next way to go.
Because
the technology we were using in the birdcage basically works like the deer cam, but it's in a birdhouse. So now I think we just got to take the camera out of that thing and attach it to a tree.
Well, I mean, you can get these deer cameras for fairly cheap. I mean, they're probably $100 at like any sporting goods place. You can go up there and grab one and just strap it to a tree, and they're motion sensitive. So
I think, Frankie, you should cover yourself in urine and get in a deer stand. Because then he won't smell you or see you.
So, Whitney, we still don't have answers for you, but we just got more. Every time we talk to Frankie, we end up with more questions than we do answers.
Now, are we going to get in trouble for getting on that property and putting the deer cam up?
No, we're trying to. We're neighborhood watch,
dude. I mean, it's private property, but I don't know. I mean, you got away with the birdhouse, so.
Is there anything to the fact that Frankie got pulled over by the police, but this guy's back there every single day?
No, Melissa.
Well, I just said that he comes in at 9:45 in the morning. Everybody's gone. They don't see him coming in. When Frankie was there, it was at night. So, of course, I would call the police and somebody coming behind my house at night.
We should get 10 more bird feeders and really trip this guy out and just put bird feeders all over the woods.
Jeremy says we need to get off the drug thing. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, man.
What's
up? I ain't going to, say anything, but the whole drug dealer thing, man, that guy's making too many stops every day. It's just too obvious that, he couldn't let his cover down, making the same transactions every day.
Okay.
So that's way off on the drug thing. It's got to be something else.
All right. Did you run a meth lab for a while?
No, not meth lab. prior experience as a child, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Right. Appreciate it.
Got any more questions there, funny boy?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Wow. All right. Honesty's the best policy.
No, Bert, it was other hard drugs, but not meth.
Yes. Not meth, Bert. All right. You're crazy.
Whitney, so we'll keep trying here. I don't know if this is going to be in the form of another camera, we just have Frankie down there and go, look, dude, I just got to know. What are you doing down here? This is between you and me, and I'll never tell a soul but who you are, but you got to tell me what's up.
That won't. I'll never tell a soul. If that guy's up to anything shady, all right, I'll trust you, Birdhouse Man.
So where do we go from here, then?
Birdhouse Man.
I think maybe do one more camera in the woods, but I think as far as Frankie being anywhere around there at 9:45 in the morning, I don't think he does that anymore. If this guy's up to something illegal, I just don't think it's worth it.
It's definitely not worth it for you to be put in harm's way.
Yeah, Frankie has proven to be a valuable employee, and at this point, we wouldn't want you shot. Now, if Brandon would be willing to go out there and do stuff,
that's a whole different story.
You're totally expendable, dude, and you proved that with your brackets.
Yeah, with the brackets.
All right, Whitney, we'll be in contact with you soon, okay?
If you believe it's a drug deal, you can just send somebody up and just walk by them and just be like, hey, you got something? Maybe just a new person, just go up to him and just ask him.
He gets arrested too.
Yeah, you've got some experience in this area also.
I run a meth lab, for a little bit.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Here, Bird Show.
Jeff had a great idea this morning. For any of you that have filled out your brackets for basketball, like our intern Brandon here, you guys thought you knew what you were doing. You're a lot like Brandon here. And you did the research, started looking at the schedules of some of the teams that were in the final 65.
Studied them.
I mean, you knew who was on the bench. I mean, you knew who was strong inside.
Watch highlights, game film.
I know you took my volunteers all the way to the Elite Eight, right?
No.
Would you have them knocked out?
Yeah.
And like
I had
to
make it into Sweet 16.
All right, so you at least you were sort of on par on that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For all of you that filled out your brackets and you know what you're doing, we want to give you 15, 20 seconds just to vent about the people in your office or around you that are kicking your ass in the brackets this year.
Mm-hmm. Especially if the people have no... Well, Wendy, I'm okay with, because Wendy's a sports fan.
I can get on board with Wendy beating me. It's...
I'm talking about the people
she's
who...
She's a sports fan.
Who the salespeople who have no lives that basically live here... That just write teams through based on the colors.
Yeah.
Or one hot dude, the hot center. 404-741-Q100. You want to complain about the people around you that are beating you in this NCAA pool. Yeah, you're right. Like Wendy, well, Wendy's is almost offensive because she went with the top seeds the entire way through. Come on.
And I only have one left, and I didn't pick that team to win. So the only one left in my Final Four is Duke. Thank you, Kentucky, very much for losing that game. Very much. But yeah, I only have one left, so I don't really have a lot of bragging rights right now.
Well, in my case, 98% of people who fill out a bracket are better than me. I'm in the 2% tile. I'm in 4 millionth place.
4 million?
4 millionth place.
Now, where did you do your bracket where you have 4 million people that are playing with
you? ESPN.com.
Oh, okay.
The worldwide leader in me losing.
See, now with you, though, like that. While that is humiliating...
Embarrassing.
Especially for someone who claims to be such a sports fan.
I am.
The ESPN users are other sports fanatics.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's six-year-old filled out a bracket and is smoking their dad right now.
I think that's probably the better angle on it, because we're not getting any calls from people that are venting. But I'll tell you what we will get are people that are willing to brag about how they know nothing about sports,
right.
But they're just kicking ass on their bracket. So let's try that angle. 404-741-Q100.
There's 4 million people who can rub it in my face right about now, so...
But you're confident on your next bracket, the
World Cup? I am
confident
on the World Cup bracket.
Sure.
I am 100% sure.
Hey, can we all do World Cup brackets?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I would like to be able to pick it on like the countries I want to go visit, the ones that I'd like to have a vacation to.
And then when I win that one.
And then, and then if I beat your butt on that, I can rub it in your face.
I'm going to pick it on the colors, because soccer players have really, because that's the one sport I really don't know anything about.
You pick the team with the funniest names.
No, the ones with the hottest guys.
Hottest guys, best colors.
If you do World Cup, will you have Hayden fill it out for me?
Sure, he's going to fill it out for me too.
Oh, okay, well, have
fill it out for the whole team.
Have Hollis do mine.
I think that you probably have as good a chance on guessing those words, because some people, even in these in college brackets, they had no idea.
Yeah,
they knew that they liked the word Butler, or they like Butler tires.
Yeah,
so they thought, okay, I'll go with Butler. Cornell,
the big
four.
Red.
Right.
Awesome. Here's Jennifer. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell y'all, a couple years ago we did the basketball thing, and my husband had me pick all the teams because I know nothing about it, and I picked like Boise because I like potatoes and they come from Idaho, and I won the whole thing.
Oh, get out of here, really? That is maddening to a sports fan.
All the guys were in it. They're all mad. I won $500, so I wasn't complaining.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
good
thank
for you.
Good for you. You're like rolling your eyes.
Because some guys overthink it. You overthink it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, buds. How you guys doing?
Okay,
good.
Man.
Yeah, got to eat some humble pie. The wife filled out a bracket for our company's one, and I am completely out of the running. However, if I played the wife's, I'd be in second. She still has Butler and Duke and everybody else. And needless to say, that was brought up in my face all weekend.
No
but
doubt.
At least you have your pride. You have your sports-picking pride.
Exactly.
You
picked, I took a level-headed approach, and just like all you guys said, oh, Butler, that's a good name. I'll go with that. Well, Duke, there's another one.
So she didn't really have any college basketball education. She just picked it by the sound of the name?
She didn't even play a sport. She was on a dance team. Sorry, hon. She knows nothing.
Well, you can't offend her. She's beating you. So.
And the sad thing is, with something like this, She has bragging rights for eternity.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Because, like, 5 years from now, you all could be at a party or whatever, and sports could come up, and she goes, oh, my God, remember that time that I came in second in the company pool and you came in last? God, were you
this is why you make her pick a World Cup bracket, and then you win.
Yeah, I'll give
and then you feel better about it.
I'll give women the advice right now. If you're doing so well in this tournament right now, don't try it again. Because you have the ultimate bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do it again, your chances are pretty good you're not going to do as well the second time.
Yeah.
One and out.
Yeah, because right now they can argue that you just got... if you do more than one, then that's proof that you just got lucky. Mm-hmm. If you only win one, there's no... like, it's debatable forever.
See, no, the way the guy does it, like what Brandon's going to do, is he's going to erase this year if he does better next year. And so why can't the woman do the same thing? Like, yeah, I may not have done well this year, but I still beat you last year.
My women's bracket is on point, though. Women's bracket is on point.
All right.
Should you be bragging about that?
No.
Really, that's...
I just need something to make me feel better.
I don't think that's it.
My women's bracket's on point.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.